So let me tell y'all, you know, Frank and I just have the pleasure of building relationships with some of the most incredible people in the world in this business. And Frank and I have loved the friendship that we have developed with John Drennan and his wife, and we've known him ever since we've been in the business, I guess. I mean, gosh, it seems like forever. And, we've communicated, we've watched each other grow, and we've enjoyed each other's company at the events, and, you know, it's just really a pleasure. And I tell you, I didn't realize everything about John sent over his bio, and I told Frank a few minutes ago, I said, my gosh, John's background is as close to yours and mine as anybody I know of, or more so, actually.
You mean good-looking and courageous?
That's right, all that.
No, he's one of the classiest guys you'll ever meet in your life, too, and I'd like you to know his wife a lot better. I don't know her as well as I know John.
Yeah, she's great, but I've been around her. She's awesome.
Yep.
So here's a little bit of background for the gentleman that you're going to hear training us tonight, which I'm excited about. He has a teaching background. He was a high school biology science teacher and a basketball coach, and he has a traditional business background as well. He co-founded and became the CEO of Access Computer Products years ago, and that was recognized by Inc. Magazine as one of the fastest-growing companies.
One of the 100 fastest-growing companies in the nation, wasn't it?
Yes, well, and actually, yes, and then for 3 years in a row, he was recognized by the state of Michigan as a Michigan 100 company, so we're not talking about a small feat. That's pretty significant in the world of business anywhere. He was also named an Entrepreneur of the Year in his hometown of Ann Arbor.
No, I did not know that.
Of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I did not know that.
And Frank, he was a finalist, like we were, for the Ernst & Young Michigan Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
So he's one of the top 50 nominees in the United States.
Yeah.
That is pretty close.
And in the world of Legal Shield, he's definitely a Millionaire Club member many times over. He's been recognized at the $150,000 ring level.
Platinum. And all that stuff.
Yeah, and he's been platinum. And so it's just an honor and a pleasure, John, to have you on our call tonight. And I always love your training, and I'm looking forward to it tonight.
Yeah, we'll do it any way you want to, John. If you want to take off and start doing some training, or you want us to do an interaction, we'll do whatever you want to do, buddy.
we'll turn it to you.
All right. Well, I am here. Thanks so much. John Drennan here from Louisville, Kentucky. And frankly, I would just soon hit mute and take notes while Frank and Teresa run with this, because every time they talk, I listen, I take notes. They've been amazing mentors and friends, and Lynn and I just love you guys, so I appreciate it. It's an honor to be on the call, and also the Gardners are just so awesome, and I so appreciate you both. And Elizabeth, I heard you, and, you know, we could hang up, every one of us, go get an associate, and the job is done, because there's probably 75 to 100 people on the line, but let's not do that just yet. So,
okay. But
so
I did hear,
you got
Elizabeth. Let me interrupt. Elizabeth just gave us a quick update. We may get one more. We're down to 54 more before midnight, John.
Great. Well, we're going to hit that. And when you have the countdown, it makes it easier. So thanks, and thanks, Elizabeth. And so you've got my background. When Frank and I stand next to each other, I'm tall, he's short. I always say, you know, we say he's good, but wait till you meet her. And they definitely say that about me and my wife. And so, Frank, we say that about you and Teresa and John and Elizabeth. But anyhow, so what I want to do is dive right into the significance of where we're at right now. You know, after I had my company and sold that in 1996, I was asked to teach some MBA classes on entrepreneurship. And in that, we did a deep dive on entrepreneurs, different types of entrepreneurs. In fact, we had our great founder, Harlan Stonecipher, call into one of my MBA classes and tell his story. And that was around 2000, 2001, and that's when the word disruptors was really starting to enter the conversation. And of course, today it's in our slides, our PowerPoint, that we're a disruptor. And I want to take a minute and really shine a light on how significant that is. I mean, you look at Uber, which is way more valuable than the entire taxi industry. And how is that possible? It's possible because they've enlarged the marketplace. You know, a lot of people use Uber who never would have used a taxi because it's more affordable, more convenient, more in line with what they want to do. Let's look at Netflix, you know, and we all know the deal. You pay $12 for a movie ticket or $9 a month for endless movies. We look at Amazon. I was in a conversation actually today with Frank DeCoin. He recommended a book. I bought it while we were talking through Amazon. These are things that were unheard of. And what these disruptors do is put the power into the hands of the consumer. And that's why we love Uber and Netflix and Amazon and Airbnb, because the power has transferred from the company to the consumer. The reason I'm talking about this, and we all know this, is to really stab into this, how significant it is, because there is not an industry that has needed to be disrupted more than the legal industry. And because we're that disruptive force, absolute fortunes are lined up in front of us. And, of course, we got a trail. We can look back and say, gee, you know, we got about 250 million Air Club members, and we paid $1 billion in commissions in the last decade, et cetera. The numbers out in front of us make those numbers pale by comparison. I like to use the analogy of the rearview mirror, what's behind us, and the windshield, what's in front of us. You know, the windshield's so much bigger than the rearview mirror, and that's what we have out in front of us. So just know that, and know that if you come across that person that's negative with you and skeptical and says weird things, because they just don't know what they don't know. You know, I had a guy the other day that got a little bit knocked off balance because his dad was critical about Legal Shield. I said, well, has dad ever been a member? No. Ever talked to our lawyer? No. Ever use our ID shield? No. Ever attend our events? No. Ever get paid? No. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. So we need to be so strong in knowing we're the disruptive force in an industry that so badly needs it. And I want to bring another sort of idea to this. Most of you on the line watch Shark Tank, or you're familiar with it. So I like to call what we do on our very first briefing slide the Shark Tank filters. If you look at that first slide, number one, businesses today need to be simple. You know, if you watch Shark Tank, you see if that entrepreneur complicates the message, they're not going to get funded. Secondly, disruptive. The sharks are looking for disruption, which I've already talked about. Thirdly, is it noble? You know, the sharks, if they even sniff that entrepreneur is in it for the wrong reasons or has a product that in any way could be harmful or derogatory, they're walking away. Next is it hard to duplicate? They always ask, do you have a patent? You know, why couldn't I just take my money and do what you're doing? Is it duplicatable? And then finally, are you using technology? Are you online? Do you have an app? So we fit that chart. We pass with flying colors the Shark Tank filter. And because I know most Legal Shield associates watch or are familiar with Shark Tank, I wanted to give you that way to think about it. So we are positioned at such an amazing time with such a noble cause, with such an incredible marketplace, with the disruptive company in a market that, again, is going to pay billions and billions and billions in commissions. So, Frank, Teresa, I wanted to start with that. And now let me just segue from my viewpoint. And, again, everything I'm sharing is my viewpoint, but it's been honed by a lot of mentors, including the Acoins and the Gardners. But here's the question. You know, we're all positioned fabulously to earn substantial money by helping others. Here's the question, who's going to do it? And it's my belief people who do these three things are the ones who are going to do it. And I believe we can kind of simplify what we do down to three things. I like the picture of a three-legged stool because you need all three to support the stool. And that is, number one, we have to show up. And, of course, you've done that tonight. And I get that if there's 100 people on this call, there's 1,000 more that could be on. But it's 100 who are on that have shown up. And, you know, we have to show up in life, and we all know that. To be a good student, you have to show up. To be a good parent, you have to show up. To make the team, you have to show up. To keep your job, you have to show up. The challenge of Legal Shield is we invest pennies. You know, $99 is pennies. And then it's easy to not show up because we only invested $99 and we don't have a boss or accountability. So showing up is the starting point. I always say our success begins with showing up, and that's showing up on team calls, weekly events, weekly trainings, monthly Super Saturdays, quarterly events, and then obviously the big events, the convention and leadership event and team events. So that's number one in that three-legged stool. Number two, we have to do the activity. And the beauty of our business is the activity is easy. Most of you are familiar with Jim Rohn. He defines easy as something we can do. And the challenge of life is it's easier not to do things that are easy to do. So our simple system, very system-driven, is, you know, who are we going to talk to? That's the list-building concept. And then inviting them, that's the exposure and the invitation. And then following up with them, that's the third party and three-way. And getting them to the events and third party every step of the way, and then onboarding them once they come on board, plugging them in, directing them into a duplicatable system that is Shark Tank qualified. You know, in terms of that will duplicate in terms of growing income. So second leg of that stool is the activity, and the third leg is personal development. And, of course, we all know we walk in the shadows of personal development masters. I was talking to Frank about, you know, just all the books he reads in a year, and we were recommending books back and forth. And, you know, Frank and Teresa, they, ever since I've known them, they've just been huge students of personal development, as was Harlan Stonecipher, as is Jeff Bell, as is Every Platinum. And so that's called The Clue. And so we need to work on ourselves every day. So in as a practice, what we teach is simply read 10 pages a day of a good book and watch things on YouTube, whether it's TED Talks or, you know, if it's Tony Robbins or Jim Rohn, et cetera. And then spend time with people that have your solutions, not your problems. And too often we go to people that have our same challenges to get answers, and that just doesn't work because the vibration of an answer is different than the vibration of a problem. We need to go where the answers lie. So I just believe that if we consistently do these three things, we show up, we do the basic activities, and we practice personal development, and we do those on a scale where we could say on a scale 0 to 10, we're at 7 or above in all three at all times, you're on your way to millionaire club status. But each of those also has to be done with quality and a good attitude. So right now, if we zoomed into every one of you, some of you are listening to every word and taking notes. Others might be washing the dishes and watching a movie while listening to the call. Those are two different quality levels of the showing up. So anyhow, let me wrap up here. And Frank, Teresa, if you got any questions, I'm honored to take a few more minutes, but I just kind of want to summarize. We just are at a phenomenal place as entrepreneurs with the timing of what we have. So then the question is, given that, what are we going to do? And I just believe it's the people that do those three things on a consistent basis are the ones who are going to see that register in their purse or their wallet. So, guys, it's just an honor to be on here with your team. And I also know, you know, Justin Peterson and Nick Odom, those guys are rocking, all part of this organization. So for me, it's an honor, and back to you.
Wow, that was awesome. I love the Shark Tank filters. Oh, my gosh.
That's so much.
I know. That's like, oh, my goodness. And you're so right, John. I mean, if we weren't in front of Shark Tank with this, I mean, with Legal Shield, they would all be wanting to invest major bucks in it. I know that.
So. Yeah, $99. Get them in. we could put all
well,
of them down in $99.
I think that Shark Tank's a Drennan original because I'm the first one I know of that said, well, let's go through these filters. So,
well, I think you are.
But I love this show.
Well, thank you for sharing that with the team tonight. I am sure we're going to be duplicating that like crazy.
Yeah, John, do you use that in your briefing when you're showing those things? Do you,
oh, absolutely. I start out by asking how many of you watch Shark Tank, and based on the hands that go up, I run with it for sure. And I'd say, and I talk about Mr. Wonderful, and absolutely, I have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, that's great. That calls
you
Mr. Wonderful if you build this business.
I love it. Oh, I love these calls. John, I love that. Thank you so much, and I like the three legs and the whole works. I mean, I think that you have a knack for keeping things super simple, clear, and powerful
and
at the same
brief.
Time.
Very brief, yeah.
Yeah.
Understandable is the main thing.
There is one more thing I'd love. Go ahead.
Well, Trace, I just want to say, because you've been a teacher, at one time I had a room full of 30 seventh graders. If I can do that, I can make this simple. Back to you.
Okay, I got you on that one. That's good. So Frank told me one of the things, I know y'all have been talking this past week or past few days, whatever, and he shared with me something that you are doing with your with starting new associates, and that is, and we don't need to go into all of it, but I know part of what you're doing is to tell them that you're going to help them create two powerful stories from the get-go. Would you mind sharing with the team what you mean by that?
Yeah, well, the first story that we've just always believed, the very first thing if you're brand new is call the law firm. I just believe we have to have that be the starting point for this reason. Well, let me give a couple of reasons. One, if you bring up Legal Shield to somebody and they ask, well, have you used it? And you're saying no, well, they're thinking, well, I don't need it either. But if you can say anything but no, like, oh, yeah, I called them, I had a question, I talked to the attorney for 15 minutes, got my answer, I'm not getting a bill, that's a world of difference. And we know,
yeah.
You know, whether it's a massage or viewing the Grand Canyon, you know, it's one thing to be there. It's a whole different thing to read about it or look at pictures. It's just not the same. So we have to call the law firm. And then we need to be able to communicate our story to our sponsor. That begins the process of being able to share a testimony. So that's the first testimony. And the second one, Frank and I were talking about, we've always just said it this way, and I know you guys know this, get them paid, get them promoted. But having that story that, oh, yeah, I shared this and I've gotten paid, is that's everything. And so those are the two stories that you want to have, not only the experience for the new associate, but then have them be able to articulate it in a simple testimony.
I love that. And so if you don't mind, expand just a little bit, because when you're telling people to call the law firm, they're going to look at you with glazed over eyes. Some people never talked to an attorney, never thought about it. And you probably have a very easy way to get them comfortable doing that.
To ask them a question. Why don't you tell everybody the question you have them ask?
Yeah, so over the years, plenty of people said, well, I don't have a reason to call the attorney. I said, I first always ask this, well, if you did have a reason, what would it be? If there was something you wanted answered legally, what would it be? And some people, they glaze over. So I say, how about this? Why don't you ask them, what's the difference between a will and a trust? Or can you explain that to me? They say, no, that'd be a good question. I say, well, call and ask them that. And so I've had a lot of people call with that question. What's the difference? Can you explain the difference between a will and a trust?
That's awesome. And you know what, with the big focus on retention, and we all know when somebody actually speaks to the law firm, they are so much more, they're like 10 times more likely to keep that membership on and on and on. And so that's genius, creating those two stories right away, getting that person to call the law firm. And, you know, and goodness, you know, that everybody needs a will anyway. So when you get them talking about a will, the attorneys, I'm sure, will be talking to them about getting their will done. So.
Yeah,
that's
if they ever
brilliant.
Get the will, they're locked into the law firm for life.
Yeah, that's really, really brilliant.
You know, guys, we talk all the time about onboarding a new associate, but we got to onboard a new member. And that means do they have their apps on the phone? We call it, we got to WAP them. And WAP stands for W's, get your will done. A is get the apps on your phone. P is understand the perks. So we WAP them or we pack them. We paw them. P is perks, A is apps, and W is will. But we got to onboard that new member. And I also believe this, there's no better prospect for the business than a satisfied member. Just there isn't a better one.
I love it. That's awesome. John, this has been so valuable, and I know you've got to jump on your call get ready for that. So I just want to thank you so much from the team and all of us. Thank you so much for sharing all of this tonight with our organization. And Frank is looking forward to being on your call as well.
Yeah, I'm going to jump out here. John, thanks so much for being with us, buddy, and I'll be with you in about 5 or 6 minutes, okay?
All right. Yeah, my honor. And, hey, I do want to say this real quick. Any of you in the New Jersey, New York area, I am doing the Super Saturday in New Jersey this Saturday. So if you're on the call and you're there, come up and say hi to me, okay? So thanks, guys.
Yeah, where can they find the information, John? Where are they going to get
On the calendar. It's on the calendar.
Okay.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you, John.
All right.
So
take care.
Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye for now.
What a treat to have him on.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I hope all of y'all took a good note about the three-legged stool, you know, showing up and
stuff.
The activity and the personal development. And he's right. If everybody would just do that, and I'm sure we've got a lot of people doing that.
Absolutely.
And he was kind of preaching to the choir on all this stuff. So.
Yeah, I know. But it was great and just fresh look at everything. So.
Yeah. By the way, y'all are breaking all kinds of records. I want y'all to know that. Things are really rocking. Okay.
All right. We're going to move on. So we're going to move on to.
I'm going to move down there and get on the other call. And listen, if I get off, I'll come back and speak to y'all. But thanks a lot for being on the call. Bye.
Okay. Frank is going to go jump on John's call. So we have a special leader tonight to introduce to you. This young man is executive director. He is one of the original Millennium Team leaders. He is going to be giving us a few comments on this massive book, which is so full. It's one of the best resources ever in the world of personal development. And that is none other than Mr. Sean Ball. And Mr. Ball, thank you so much for preparing this for the team tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Awesome. Can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on. And mainly, you know, I'm excited that I was asked to share this book because I've used it as a point of reference for a long time. And so that's the main thing, first of all, is to get people to understand that, you know, how to utilize this book, you know, because some people, because it's the book of the month, they'll treat it like a novel, you know, and they'll read through it, and maybe they'll get plenty from it. But if that's the case, then they've missed the whole point, okay, because it's really it's in the title of the book, you know, it's called The Success Principles. And I think it's a great section in the book because, you know, part two, transform yourself into success, you know, really what the section was for this week, 25 through 38, talks about, you know, being willing to transform yourself, being willing to accept change. And so that's what I would want to promote, first of all, is like change the way you look at this book, get more of a bird's eye view of what this book is meant to be. That way, you know, the main point, really, that way you can become the person that treats this book as a daily resourceful point of reference, right? And I tell my team the same thing for GoPros. Like, hey, don't just read this one time. Use this as a daily point of reference because it really is an important tool, something that you always come back to. And it's really when you come to understand these principles and, as Frank would say, you know, master the application so you can have the transformation. You know, if you apply this stuff in your life long term, then you can have the success and you can compress the time that it takes to get it, guys. So really think about, you know, when it comes to who do you listen to in life, who's, you know, Jack Canfield wrote this book and, you know, he's going to be at the convention, which is really, really exciting. But, you know, he is genuinely someone that I would listen to because he came from, you know, a lower in the middle class lifestyle like I did. And he has extreme success and fantastic relationships and family. And so that's one, you know, just another reason I get excited about the book. But just to talk about a couple principles, really, I'm not going to read from the text, you know, but really just so you guys understand that this is something I've read for a while and applied. We can talk about just the basics, you know, Principle 25 says, drop out of the ain't it awful club and surround yourself with successful people. You know, and right then and there, Matt Root comes to mind. Anybody that's ever hung out with Matthew Root, you guys have no idea the type of friends this 20-year-old kid has. Like, it's almost frustrating for me because I'm 27, and when I get around him, you see the type of people he surrounded himself with is absolutely incredible, right? That's all the whole law association thing. And even Jim Rohn says, you know, you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. Okay, and so I'll flip over to, you know, Principle 26, acknowledge your positive past, right? Think about, you know, everything in life, what you focus on expands. And I think that's a huge principle to have, you know, just a filter every single day. It's like, okay, am I looking at the positive side of this or the negative side, right? So, you know, it's just incredible stuff that you can come through this whole book. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but 27, you know, keep your eye on the prize, always having the end result in mind. That's one of the most basic things, you know, in the success process, is really having a vision of where you're going, specifically what it is that you want. What are the desires that you are emotionally involved with? You know, and I could go on, you know, from 25 to 38, you know, and just cite things that I know in my own life or that I've discerned from the people that I've met. And that's the main point, you know, just to take a couple minutes to, you know, promote this part of the book and also promote Jack Canfield and the whole convention that's coming up, you know, because this is just, you know, the success principles, right? Principles are things that have been that withstand and have been proven over long periods of time. And like I said, guys, I'll end with this, Teresa. My main point was to use this book, become the person that treats this book as a daily resource, like a daily point of reference. And it's all part of people's consistent personal development journeys, you know, and that's all I have.
Well, that was great, Sean. And to think that, I hope hope you've got a point here that was unspoken. Sean is 27 years old, and he is referencing this book. He has been reading it and referring to it for years. Listen, there are, I would venture to say, most 50-year-olds have never put their hands on this book. And that is one reason why I believe these millennial young leaders are just doing so exceptionally well. They are serious about their personal development. And Sean, this is one of his books in his library that he has read more than once and as you could just hear him talking about it tonight. I mean, he knows this book. And I agree with you, Sean. The author is our next speaker at our next convention. So if you don't have this book yet, it definitely belongs in your library. Please be serious about your personal development. We heard John Drennan talking about the third leg of the stool. I mean, one third of the success of everybody in this business depends on our personal development. We can't do too much of it. You know, it is just something super serious. So, Sean, thank you so much for preparing that for the team tonight. And I think you inspired hopefully a lot of people to read this book, to get this book, to use it as a resource. You know, if you ever need to do a training or even make comments, there's so many talking points in here. So it is an amazing book. Any last comments you'd like to share with the team, Sean?
Other than that, you know, I had fallen in love with Jack Canfield and started reading his stuff just from, you know, watching YouTube and then coming across the documentary, The Secret, you know, and he was in there. And then I started watching the seminars on YouTube and really getting into his stuff. Which also, I mean, it influenced, if you really think about it, it influenced me in certain ways, even before, years before I even knew what Legal Shield was, you know, become friends with Nick Odom and, you know, being his friend for like 6 or 7 months before Legal Shield came across to him and being in the same event in Burlington, North Carolina, where, you know, just before Justin had even signed up, crazy part, we had all met there and I'd met Justin Peterson and I'd met John and Elizabeth Gardner for the first time. And so, and they just so happen to have these ties with, you know, people like Jack Canfield, you know, and like Paul J.
Right.
Meyer and all the rest of them and the whole TPN, you know, family. It's just like crazy that I found that. And it was because I started applying the principles in his book. And so, yeah, that's all I would have to say about that.
Oh, thank you for adding that. That's powerful. I'm excited for you and I'm excited for your future here, Sean. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Teresa. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you. You too. And we've got one of the best parts of the call coming up. We have the recognition for last week and last month. You're going to find out who for the month of October was number 1, 2, 3, and 4 in recruiting and in production. But before we do that, we're going to go to last week, November 6th through the 10th. Top in producing on our entire Performance Family team. We had a tie for 5th place between Johnny Mims, Nancy Chaconis, Sierra Maitherly, and Monica Herrera. 4th place, we want to recognize Kelly Roberts. 3rd place, we're going to recognize Michael Johnson. 2nd place last week, November 6th through the 10th, Patsy Gardner. And 1st place goes to William Yates out of Ohio. Congratulations. And how about the top recruiters for last week? Well, we had a humongous tie for 3rd place with people who recruited 2. And, of course, there was a massive tie between 4th place for people who recruited 1. So we're going to recognize number 2 in the Performance Family for last week in recruiting. They recruited 3 people last week. Antonio Shalons Salazar out of Texas. 1st place tie, each of these people recruiting 4 last week. Dorelin Chitla, Marjorie Butler, and Patsy Gardner. Wow, she was on both lists. That's fantastic. Now we need a big drum roll. We're going to do the October top producers in the entire Performance Family. The person who came in 5th place for production in the whole month of October is William Yates out of Ohio. The person who came in 4th place is David Contorno out of North Carolina. 3rd place, John Hall. 2nd place, Michael Johnson. And get a big drum roll ready from 1st place, Patsy Gardner. 1st place on the entire team. I'm so proud of you, Patsy. October top recruiters. We're going to start with 3rd place ties. The ties for 3rd place. For the entire month of October, these people recruited 4 each. Elias Jahan Jandog, Kentrell Brown, both of those out of North Carolina, and Harrison McLean out of Washington. 2nd place tie between 2 people. These recruited not 5, but 6. Each. Nobody recruited just 5. We got a tie between 2 people who recruited 6 each last month. Antonio Shalon Salazar out of Texas, Dorelin Chitla out of North Carolina, and Jeremy Lomas in D.C. with, stop there. 1st place tie with 7 recruits in the month of October. 1st place tie between Jeremy Lomas in D.C., and Cheyenne Diaz out of Illinois. So I want to congratulate every single one of you for being recognized. Please go to your Performance Family Facebook page. You will see those posted up there. If they're not there now, they will be soon. And today is the 15th, so we are posting up the Performance Qualified Associates for Performance Club by the 15th, so please recognize those people. They've managed to get all their points by the 15th of the month, and so they're going to be working on their rollover points for the rest of the month, which is great, and helping other people achieve theirs. So that is a wrap tonight, everybody. This is, and listen, we are going to be looking at the numbers and looking for announcements all night and certainly first thing in the morning, so we will know what's going on for the last half of November. But remember, tonight, I mean, it's just a little after 9:30 Eastern time, and the clock stops at midnight Central time to count all of the new associates going in tonight. And all of the new associates, I know some of you, a lot of you have people on the line. Listen, be urgent. With the urgency of what's going on, it's a reason to call people after 8 o'clock. Let them know. Say, listen, we've got until midnight. We are really not thinking this is going to be continuing the rest of the month because we've got so many more to get before midnight, but you and I hopefully we hope that's going to happen. And so, you know, give them a reason. Tell them they can actually get a $180 bonus for leveling up, and as soon as they have somebody else on board, if they bring on, let's say you bring on John and John brings on Tom tonight, that can happen. Tell them to do it. And so if both of them go in, then if John brings on Tom, then John can get $360 when he helps his friend level up. So the bonuses are still in play for everybody that goes in the system tonight. And again, top off this call, have that sense of urgency, see if you can get some people to make that decision tonight, and so that they can be in line for these incredible promotions that we've had the first half of November. So everybody, we appreciate you so much. You just need to know how much Frank and I appreciate and love every single one of you. We want to see you achieve all the success that you want. We're here to help you and support you. Please now close the half of the month out, the 15th, as best you can tonight, and let's make the rest of November the best month ever, make the whole month of November. All right, y'all, good night.